Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first, you can listen to this whole show on the Audacy app. Get that today. Mm-hmm. Download it right now.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
If you don't, we're coming to your house. If you're going to refuse to do it, just text in right now. Text in your address to 303-222-5423. We'll come to your house. We'll show you how to download it, you boomer. We want to do something we never do. Take the low road. We want you to talk smack about your ex.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, because all of my previous relationships have been golden and perfect. I'm trying to be a good person. I don't know what it is.
Well, no.
It seems like Aaron can fill the time.
Rude.
Here's what happened.
You, your ex is.
Yes. Same. It's still a judgment on her for having bad taste in men. I was on this Reddit thread, and it was just like, what's the grossest thing your ex used to do? What's the cringiest thing your ex used to do? It was like gross exes, gross us out, whatever. And they don't just have to be gross, but we don't want them to be like, yeah, he used to get drunk and like drive into the no, like it's got to be just like whatever. What caught my eye on this thread was a guy said, I saw my ex pick something out of her tooth with a toenail she had just clipped. And I said to myself, self, why does that sound so familiar?
Not a toenail. It would be a fingernail, but yes.
He did it with fingernails? They're not long enough or thick. Like,
they were.
To get all the way in between, like to go, to floss with. I always assumed it was a toenail.
No, that's gross. Yeah.
Don't slander his good name. He would never.
So to you, like a foot that's been in a sock and just like whatever, that's more gross than him digging in the tomato plants outside and then clip into his tooth. That's disgusting.
I don't want either, but if I had to pick one, it would be fingernails. And I also didn't get a pick because sometimes when he kissed, he would shove them into my mouth.
He would put the nail into your mouth.
Yeah.
So he would... So sometimes... So sometimes the gross thing in his tooth was his nail.
Oh, he would like
just leave him
kind of chipmunk it and just keep it there for later.
It's either a complete lack of awareness or extreme confidence that I can only envy. Of like,
yeah, it's,
you know,
it's so baller that like I'm so good in bed that I'm gonna shove a fingernail into her mouth and she's still not gonna leave.
Yeah. I'm like clutching around her leg.
Yes, I'm holding her going, I'll buy you a car. What do you want? Yeah,
I'm doing
Please
it all wrong.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's one of the gross things. Another one on there is the lip pout.
Again.
It's radio for one.
I don't think I'm doing it right anyway.
No, I can tell you, I don't think
you're not sticking your bottom lip out far enough. You're just pulling the sides down. Yeah, Slacker's got it.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that.
So I don't think that's gross enough, but what made this one gross is it was a girl talking about her man. Man doing the lip pout. Like, The gross thing, I've had exes who did do the baby talk. And nothing is a arousal killer to me. I've never understood dudes who want a girl to call him daddy. maybe it's because you don't have kids, but once you have a kid, right, like you've yes. heard somebody call you daddy and it's like, it hits different.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm with you.
Oh, what are you going to do to me, daddy? I'm like, absolutely nothing. Probably drive you to school.
Go to yeah. bed.
Make you a grilled cheese if you really need one, but nothing that you're doing in that outfit that you want done to you. Daddy is such a no.
Huh? Yeah, I agree. I think it's weird.
It's okay. We'll keep going. Actually, we're going to give Erin the floor here in a second. She's going to just tell us all the gross things her exes have done, but we want to hear what your exes have done too. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it. Tiag, in for the, okay.
I got to get in now. The grossest thing, I dated a girl for a while and she could not brush her teeth Ooh. Without gagging.
Huh?
So I don't, she had.
I'm adjacent to that.
Are you? So just every Why? Time she'd brush her teeth, it'd just be like.
My gag reflex. And then you just, I have been really good lately and you probably just set me back about 6 months.
Oh no. Why?
Like I can't brush my tongue. I have to use a tongue scraper. Mm. If anything.
Sorry. Wow.
It's the back of my tongue. So like.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You're one of these? I'm sorry, I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Oh my God. And I can
Your
talk
eyes
myself,
are getting watery.
I could hurl right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Okay. All
right. He's literally gagging himself right now. I'm so gagged.
It's so right there. That's a gross thing. Thank you for taking my mind off of the other. I don't know, but I could see why you'd find that gross.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to do things with her later. You're like, well, if...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
No, it's yeah, it's probably a safe bet.
It's less of a worry.
How big was her toothbrush? Sonic Air or just one of those little...
The travel size.
Erin, would you like to give it? Like, there's another one on the Reddit thread.
Yeah.
That is also you. I've never understood.
Which like, one?
The it's the what do you the
oh yeah
the, what do you call it hot boxing no
oh Dutch oven
mm-hmm. That's yeah. so like what men,
I don't okay so I don't mind if someone's
poop.
Comfortable next to me and they
a
let them
comes
I
out?
Don't that's my that's fine I don't mind we're human I get it but you do not need to trap me in a blanket
no you don't
yeah. You're supposed to love and care for me. You're supposed to nurture me. You're not supposed to
yeah, just like
force my head.
That's like attempted murder at that point.
And I'm a big tucker, like everything's tucked tight. So like if I shoved you under there, you're in a hermetically sealed. Yeah. You're you brushing your teeth, baby? Or did you find my floss sticks? Is anybody gonna call?
I think so.
They
yeah.
gross people, yeah.
Okay, so we'll set up VD for you too.
Mm-hmm. Voice
so, like,
guys are yeah.
If you don't want everybody to know,
we'll take your name.
It is a little bit of a reflection on you if you dated a person so vile. Because like you just dated somebody who would shower once every 17 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you can call us and tell us about it and we'll relate with you, but you can change your voice, we'll change your name. So
sure,
no one has
sure.
to know that you're so gross that you let somebody yeah. be gross.
Or maybe your current partner does something too that you don't even have to be broken up with them.
Yeah. Then we would definitely VD you.
Yeah. Voice disguiser.
That too. The gross thing your partner or ex did, 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your gross ex.
I'm gonna throw up at the text we just got.
Oh no.
It's so gross.
Oh no.
Someone said my ex in high school used to pop his pimples, green pus filled pimples, and eat what popped out would literally lick. Lick it off his finger.
What?
And wipe off his face and eat it. Hard piece, pus, white pus, eat it all. I ended it after I caught him. Good for you. Get out of there.
What are you talking about? Are you serious? So it's like.
Can you do that seductively? Is there a way to?
No.
You know?
No.
What told you? Like, what? I mean, I've always been curious about people who eat their boogers. It's like, what told you
to do that?
What instinct is like, well, that is a thing that I wanted to get out of my body. I should definitely keep it.
Yeah, it's part of me. It's part of my journey, and I don't want to give it up.
It's part of my...
Sorry, and then the original texter that you were bringing up said that we had a hedgehog when they were with their ex, and when the hedgehog died, he said he was going to bury her. Then they found her 5 months later in the same shoebox she originally put her in. It.
Oh, no.
And just like, you have a hedgehog skeleton just chilling.
Oh, hi.
I don't know.
Sonic!
Okay.
I hope my son isn't listening. He loves Sonic.
Gross. And that's
gonna be, okay. Sorry.
Your gross, gross ex. Patrick?
Yai.
Gross ex.
Yeah, my wife's making me tell a story. It's so gross. She wants those chicken. I had a girlfriend a long time ago that used to like to play Halo on Xbox.
Okay.
And if she won, I had to like lick the Xbox cord, the controller cord, end to end. I don't know why it was her thing. And she was unusually good at Halo. So this happened all the time.
Please tell me got a wireless one.
Yeah, just get a wireless one or disinfect it before every game.
She wouldn't let me. That was like a thing. I got a wireless one for her birthday. And she's like, why do I have this? I'm like, because I don't want to lick the cord anymore. And she was into it. It was a whole thing. She loved it. And it tasted so bad every time. It never got better.
What?
Did you think it was going to get better?
I don't know. Like, I thought once I licked off the factory rubber taste, it would start, you know.
How many times did you do it?
He said she was remarkably good at it.
She was awesome at Halo. And I practiced. I never got better. She'd get the sword, and it would just
did you ever win?
The end of it. Once in a while, I got a night off, you know, but it was rare.
What would happen if you won? Did you have a punishment for her?
No, because that was like that was the reward. I didn't have to lick anything.
Oh my god!
All right.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
That's
Patrick. That's really, thank you. We just lost the girl who, all I saw was, I just want to say, so Tia goes and answers the phone and then he puts up a brief description and sometimes he doesn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
It just said the words, no wiping.
Oh no.
No. So we're talking about gross ex.
Yeah, that was pretty much the story.
No wiping.
She said while they were getting intimate is when she learned that he apparently does not wipe when he uses the bathroom.
So he had a bidet?
I don't
Fingers crossed?
I don't think. No, I don't. That's what she said. And she got off the...
So there was...
I feel like we're taking a lot of people who need more help than we can give them. Like, they need therapy. They need the rebound from this trauma
pathway,
they've been put through.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah. That's what she said. That was a story.
So an old country road, if you will. Yeah.
She said, is this what I call it?
Take me home. Take me home.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.